The first reading we hear about the fact that in the Old Covenant, the people on the Day of Atonement were not to do any kind of work, and if anybody did, because it would be a Sabbath, they would be cut off from the people. And so this is exactly what the synagogue leader in the Gospel reading is upset about, that Jesus would heal somebody on the Sabbath. And it's interesting even the way that he puts it. You have 6 days to work, come on those days to be healed, but not on the Sabbath. That woman didn't come to the synagogue to be healed. She came to the synagogue to worship God. The healing she was seeking was an interior one, a spiritual one, and not a physical one. Because we're told very specifically that the Lord noticed her and called her forward. She wasn't looking for anything. So even for this guy to say, well, come on those other days to be healed, but not on this one. But then we even see how the Lord addresses this. He said, look, on the Sabbath, you guys do this with your donkeys and with your oxen and so on. And here's somebody who is a daughter of Abraham. She's been held bound by Satan. Isn't it appropriate that she should be freed on the Sabbath? How are you going to answer that? It wasn't work that Jesus was doing on the Sabbath, but rather it was something spiritual. It was casting out Satan. He wasn't going to work. The woman wasn't looking for somebody to heal her, but rather for the glory of God, our Lord did this. And we obviously need to be very careful that we don't then try to justify all of our violations of the Sabbath by saying, well, look, Jesus could do that on the Sabbath, so it's okay for me to go shopping. It's okay for me to do this and that and the other thing. I've got lots of work to do, but I won't call it work. I'll just call it something else. No, we need to be very careful about that. We're not to be working on Sundays, period. It's supposed to be a day of rest. It's supposed to be a day of recreation. And yet at the same time, above all things, it is the Lord's day. It is a day of prayer. And so our Lord was there in the synagogue for prayer. The woman was there for prayer. And that's exactly what this was. The Lord prayed, and she was healed. We too need to be able to pray. We can really ask ourselves, especially given the circumstances that are going on in our society right now, where because we're living in kind of a neo-pagan situation, people don't even refer to it as Sunday anymore. They just refer to it as fun day because they don't have to go to church. They can just go out and have fun and do whatever it is that they want. And so ask yourself, whose day is it? Is it the Lord's day? Or is it your day? If it's the Lord's day, let's make it the Lord's day. Again, when we look at what our Lord did for us, as we hear in the second reading, that he entered into the tabernacle, he entered into the Holy of Holies, not the one that was an imitation of the one in heaven, but he entered into the real one, the one in heaven. He took his own blood, not the blood of bulls and goats, as St. Paul points out, but he took his own blood, and he entered into the real Holy of Holies, because the blood of bulls and goats, we're told, cannot take away sin. They can cover it up. They can't remove it. It's only the blood of Jesus that can do that. But the high priest once a year would enter the Holy of Holies with the blood of the bulls and the goats. He'd sprinkle that onto the altar so that the people's sins could be taken. But Jesus entered into the real Holy of Holies with his own blood, the blood of the Lamb of God. And he entered in with that blood so that our sins could actually be removed, taken away, and destroyed. And that's exactly what he does for us. And that is once for all time. That is something that continues to this day. And so as we think about what happens on the Sabbath, especially, and we just had Mass and just received our Lord in Holy Communion, but Sunday especially, to think about what happens, It is the blood of the Lord. It is the sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. And if the Lord has asked that we would take one day out of the week in a special way for Him, to be able to ponder on this mystery, on this love, on this pure gift of His love for us, that He would do this for us, and He wants to make sure that we don't forget, not because there's something selfish on His part, don't forget what I did for you, but rather because it's for our good to have that always before us, to remind ourselves that yes, we are sinners, yes, we are broken, just like that poor woman in the synagogue. And yet it is through the prayer and the mercy of God that we are healed. And rather than our Lord putting His hands upon us, like He did on that woman 2,000 years ago, because He's not physically present among us, He actually does something which is infinitely more profound, and that is that He enters into us and He heals us on the inside. It is a wonder that this woman was physically healed, but a physical healing is minor compared to the spiritual healing that the Lord wants to work in us. That spiritual healing is only going to happen if we are focused on prayer. It's not magic. Just like that woman who came to the synagogue to pray and to unite herself with the Lord, that's what we're supposed to be about. And so as we ponder how all of this works in our lives, again, to look at that and say, if this is truly going to be the Lord's day, if the Sabbath is going to be set aside for the Lord, and I want to make it a day of prayer, I want to make it a day for family, I want to make it a day for recreation, that is, for building up the Spirit, so that reflecting on the reception of our Blessed Lord in Holy Communion, I can open my heart to receive all the graces He wishes to give, the grace that is going to heal my heart, the grace that is going to heal my soul, so that I can love Him even more.